This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jason Parrott.
Well, since Thanksgiving is just a couple days away, I thought it would be a good time to talk about things in journalism for which we give thanks. We talk a lot on this program about some of the challenges, some of the problems facing the world of journalism. This might be a good time just to give thanks for some things. For example, we can report here at Western Illinois University, we can report critically on the administration here, not face the threat of being hauled off someplace and interrogated or beaten or killed. And, I mean, there are places in this world where you go and you're critical of the government in power or some sort of administration, and you could face serious consequences, including death. So I'm thankful we live in a country where we can at least report critically on our local governments and not face that type of threat.
I second that. A free press, what a great freedom and something to be especially thankful for, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day of the year, to be able to question our government, to be able to question authority, to be able to be then able to publish and broadcast that information without influence or fear of losing life and limb. Again, as we've seen recently, what happens in other countries where journalists turn up missing or end up dead. This is something that we can't take for granted, and we have to realize how important this job is that we have, and hopefully people understand what goes into journalism, what journalists truly are providing, and the value that we provide.
And there's also the thanks that I think ties into that is you cover these boards, you cover cities, you cover counties, and for the most part, they also realize you have a job to do. And it's not if you do a story that some might see as a negative or a critical story of them. They realize you're doing your job. And then the next time you go to talk to them about something else, it could be about something that's more positive for that area. And there's not the grudges. There's not the anger. There's not the I'm never going to talk to you again.
Sure.
With so many groups that could just – in other places you would say, oh, you do one bad story about me. I'm never going to talk to you again. I'm going to cut off all access to your listeners, to anything like that. And around here, that's something that you don't run into. You run into people saying, you know what? I know you have to do this job. I know you're asking these difficult questions. But I also understand that the next time around, it might be something that we like you reporting on. And so it's not any of those cases where they just cut you off, ban you, and possibly, as you said, in other countries, the most dire exchanges.
Yeah, we're not going into a meeting, for example, looking to report critically on someone to get someone upset. We're reporting on issues that we think of interest to our audience, and that's the motivation. And sometimes it's going to make someone look bad. Actually, something they may have done or said or voted on is going to make them look bad. We're not making them look bad. We're just reporting on the issue because it's of interest to our audience.
Yeah, there's no axe to grind here. And, you know, I don't think a journalist necessarily looks forward to have to ask some daunting, tough questions of people. But it's the job. It's what you have to do. I've had to spend my share of time having to deliver bad news to people. I've had to some of the worst instances I can remember is visiting a house or making a phone call to a family member who just lost a loved one because of some very tragic accident, especially if it was a much younger person, someone that did not die of natural causes, and having to go into their lives and ask them a little bit about talking about the loved one, how this happened, make them relive this tragic, horrible event. But it's a job and a duty that we take up and that we have to do. It's nothing that we necessarily relish in doing. It's just that we know that it's a job that we have to do, and it's something that is all part of this field.
Well, and you were to report that type of story, Will, so that your audience gets a better sense, a feel for who this person was. We're not trying to invade anyone's privacy, but we think people might want to know something about this person.
Absolutely. And whenever I had to find myself in those instances, I would try to let the folks know or the loved ones know who I was talking to. Let's put a face to this person. Let's make this a time of memory. So on and so forth. And then when we've had to, on the other hand, approach people and hold public officials, hold them accountable. Again, this is nothing that we relish. It's something that we know we have to do, and these are questions that we're asking on behalf as a liaison for the public. And the public has the right to know how we're spending money, the decisions that are being made. Again, it doesn't make us necessarily popular, but it makes it right and something that we have to do.
Another that I'm thankful for is the people that are not in journalism but have been saying thank you. They've seen what's going on, be it locally, be it at national levels when it comes to journalism and press, and saying thank you for putting these stories out there. Thank you for being there. Thank you for going to these meetings. Just hearing that, seeing it on Facebook, seeing it on social media, the people that have said, you know what, if we didn't have journalists, we would have no idea what was going on. So many things could be going on without us even knowing. And just seeing those on social media, hearing from them, even locally, somebody coming up, thank you so much for coming to this event. It means a lot to us to be able to have some coverage for it. And it's nice to hear that. And that's something I'm thankful for, to be able to get that kind of feedback as well.
And it's good to hear that, because then you know you are serving your mm-hmm. audience, that someone appreciates what you're doing. Will, is there something in particular related to journalism for which you'd like to give thanks this week?
Well, I'm thankful for the students that I have and who pursue this field. And I know it's a challenging field, and I know that there's certainly challenges and attacks that we've had to our profession. But I still see students coming forward wanting to pursue it. I'm also especially thankful to our listeners, to not only this station but our mm-hmm. show. And we do hear back from them from time to time, talking about the impact that we have and the conversations that we have. So I'm especially thankful to them.
Not always pleasant feedback, but feedback nonetheless. And
sure.
Sometimes we need to hear that too, even
Absolutely.
If we don't really want to hear that.
No, we definitely have to hear back from things where people disagree with, or if we're wrong. We need to acknowledge those things, and we do. And I don't think that's necessarily understood. But journalists need to know when what kind of feedback that they get. They need to understand how the public gauges them. And we have to understand when we are on the right. And potentially if we get something wrong, we have to also acknowledge that.
And you talked about the students, and something I've noticed with some of the local outlets. Here I run into brand new reporters getting into the field. Maybe this is their first job. And their excitement and their level of wanting to get out there and wanting to do this, that kind of the next generation. I mean,
right.
It's weird to think I'm saying the next generation, but I've been here for 15 years. So it is the next generation
right.
of reporters coming through. And you meet them and you see that enthusiasm. And I'm thankful for seeing that mm-hmm. in the profession as well.
Well, and at one time, you were the next mm-hmm. generation, Jason. You worked here at Tri-States Public Radio as a student.
Yep.
That was your introduction to reporting in public radio. And Will, I know when you were a student at Western, you reported for the
right.
Western Courier. So
mm-hmm.
now you're getting to see some of your
mm-hmm.
successors come along.
Absolutely.
And hopefully succeed at what they're doing, too. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Happy Thanksgiving to our listeners, and you can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.